praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Children, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
We must show ourselves. Hallelujah. Can we have the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Can we have Luke chapter 24, verse 45? Please, can we all read this one together? Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. In Jesus' name, our Father and our God, we thank you for the entrance of your word will give us light, that your name will be glorified, we will be edified, and we will see you and see ourselves the way you see us in you, in Jesus' name. Before we continue, I want to thank the leaders of the church and the leaders of the youth fellowship and the saints. Hallelujah. Thank you for this opportunity to speak before men of timber and caliber. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, that he who refreshes others is also refreshed. So I see this as a privilege. Thank you. I do not take it for granted. Hallelujah. I was given the topic, how to be a carrier of the presence of God, or how to be a carrier of his presence. I believe we know the his there is God's presence. Hallelujah. How to carry his presence. When I was given the topic, the first thing I thought of was, what is the presence of God? And it just came to me that where God is, that I don't need to speak too much English. The presence of God is where God is. We can say that the president is present here because he is here. Hallelujah. The next question that came to my mind is, if we are talking about where God is, where is God? There was one church meeting one time and the pastor asked them in Hausa, Alanana. They say, hey, Allah, nana. He now asks them, Toinayeke. And everybody kept quiet. For people that don't understand Hausa, he asked them, is God here? And they said, yes, God is here. Then he asked them, to where is he? And everybody kept quiet. So first, let's answer, where is God? Can we read Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8? Whither shall I go from thy presence, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Next verse. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So from here, I believe we know the answer to this is God is everywhere. Hallelujah. Where is God? Hallelujah. Now, when we are talking about the presence of God, we have the omnipresence, and we have the indwelling, and we have the manifest presence of God. Hallelujah. The omnipresence is where we talked about that God is everywhere. Now we are going to be talking about the indwelling and the manifest presence of God. Hallelujah. Now, the manifest presence of God is when we can see the glory of God. Where God reveals his glory. God is everywhere, but not everybody know that he's there, Abby. But when there's manifestation, everybody says that God is here. We might come to service one time, we'll say, Kai, the presence of God is here. Is it that sometimes the presence of God was not there? But we are saying so because that is the manifest presence of God. Hallelujah. Let's see Exodus 33:14. And And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Now God was saying that he will go with the Israelites and give them rest. The rest is his presence. You know, normally in life, normally things will not go well with you. I believe we know that things that whatever might be shall later not be. You might plan and hallelujah. But God telling them that I will give you rest, I will be with you. That he was telling them that his presence, his manifest presence will go with them. And the last one I say that the indwelling presence of God, this is a privilege we have that these people did not have, is that now God lives inside me and you. Hallelujah. He's not in a location anymore. He's not in an object anymore. If you were on the train of our Bible journey, when we were reading Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Numbers, you will see where they kept the presence of God in the tabernacle. And we saw that they saw many measurements. Hallelujah. Specification, direction. And when the presence will even come, they will say, no, Moses, just go, don't worry. Just hear and come and tell us. Because they could not follow. It was terrifying, the glory of the Lord. But, hey, God, thank you, Jesus. That God that they were scared of going near is inside us. Hallelujah. Can everybody say thank you, Jesus? Can we read Matthew 18:20? For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Does this mean that when one person is there, God is not there? But before this verse, can we read verse 19? And I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. If two people agree on something, God says that he will do it for them. That is the manifest presence of God. Hallelujah. Now, when we start writing in exams, we say this one is preamble. Now to enter our main topic. What did we say is the topic? Sorry, I'm a children teacher. As we are teaching, we are asking so that we, because they are easily, hallelujah. Now, how to carry the presence of God? Number one, if you are applying for international scholarship, you have to have passport. Because, excuse me, sir, how are you going to travel if you don't have passport? So they will not even consider you. It's a criteria that you will pass. So before you can even ask this question, there's one thing that you need is salvation. Daddy Gio was giving one story. He said somebody came to ask him that, please help me look at my future, see the future. Is my future good? He answered the man, are you born again? The man said no. He said, car, your future is very bad. The man was angry. You did not pray, you did not do anything, you did not fast. How will you say my future is bad? He said, I don't need to ask any question for this one. Your future is already bad. So, saints, if you don't have salvation, if you've not received Jesus, the remaining points will not apply to you. Hallelujah. So, our first way how to carry his presence is that you receive Jesus, is that you are saved. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Jesus gives us access. We were separated from God, but God is so wonderful. He devised a way for us from the beginning that we might come back to him. Hallelujah. Jesus qualified us. Normal, we are not even to be asking this kind of question, that how can we carry his presence? But because Jesus died for us, we can now ask this question. So how, for people that have not received Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, the way we can have salvation is Acts 16:31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your house. Can we have Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, so that everybody will read it? Let's go together. Want to go? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you've not yet given your life to Christ today, just close your eyes and say, Jesus, I receive you. I believe you died on the cross of Calvary for me. I give my life to you. I want to live with you forever. In Jesus' name. Please write down the date though. Because if somebody does another altar call, you know you are not part of the people that are coming out. Eh? Some people, anytime they call altar call, they are going out. Joshua was telling me a story about how he saw one questionnaire. And they said, are you a Christian? Yes, no, I'm not sure. He now looked at me and said, what kind of option is I'm not sure? So it's either you are a Christian or you are not a Christian. You are supposed to be able to answer that if Jesus comes now, will you go or will you stay? Will you be part of the people that are looking at other people? What's happening here? Hallelujah. We will not miss heaven in Jesus' name. The second thing after you give your life to Jesus is what I like to call temple awareness. Can we open to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16? Can we read together? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Corinthian church were behaving somehow. The Apostle Paul had to come and ask them, excuse me, don't you know that you are the temple of God? When I say temple awareness, I'm saying that some of us don't know that we are the temple of God. You cannot even carry the presence of God if you don't know that God lives inside you. Like, you cannot manifest. For example, if we have an appliance in the house. There are some cookers, stoves, cookers that they serve as cooking and they serve as oven. Abi? But there might be some people that have never used the oven. They are only using the cook. Some people don't even know that they have oven. So what you don't know how to use, self, you cannot see its use. If you don't know that God is inside you, that there's a manifest presence of God, you cannot even see it. You cannot notice his manifestations in you and all around you. Hallelujah. People used to say in the secular world that knowledge is power, and it's true. Every time in the Bible, God wants us to know. He's interested in us knowing things. He tells us that if we don't know things, they will cheat us. Hallelujah. Even in life, we see that if you have something and you don't, people that are not even supposed to be doing it anyway, they will do because you don't know what you have. Hallelujah. You must know your identity to behave accordingly. Mommy used to say that from way in the beginning, human beings have identity problem. First of all, when we go back, since from Genesis chapter 3, how did the devil deceive Eve? He said, eat this fruit now. I will make you like God. But if you go to Genesis chapter 2, God said, I want to make them in my image. They will be like me. So she ate fruit to become what she already was. Praise the Lord. So if we don't know, if you don't know who you are, you cannot manifest the presence of God. You cannot carry the manifest presence of God. Are we together? Genesis chapter 28, verse 16. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Another man that is like us, that has knowledge problem. Hallelujah. Kai, we will know our identity in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. Now, the next thing, after now you know that you carry, like God lives inside you, and that there's a manifest presence of God, you will act accordingly. Hallelujah. If you know that you are a son or the daughter of a president, there's a way you should behave. If you know that you are the daughter or son of a king, there's a way you will behave. So when you know, these are the things that you should do. Number three, as children of God, as saints, we should have secret place. Hallelujah. So the next point, how to carry the presence of God, I put it as secret place. Now, in 1 Corinthians 3:16 that we read, the Bible says, do you not know that you are the temple of God? When the Israelites were building temple that time, what did they want to use it for? As a place of, okay. In our purpose-driven life, what did we say we were created for? So that temple is inside you now. If you are not worshiping God, you are wrong. Now, worship is not praise and worship time. Oh, that only when we come, we sing ba 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 ba. But worship is surrender. Worship is reverence to God. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is not an activity that you do. Worship is how you live. If we are cooking in our house too, you will see us say, ah, God, let this food be sweet. Even in the cooking, God is involved. Hallelujah. Many Christians now are saying that they cannot pray, they cannot fast, they cannot study their word, they don't have time. But in your working place, you meditate. Every Sunday we read Joshua 1:8 and we don't read it, we don't practice it again till Sunday again and we say it. Can we say it together? Joshua 1:8, want to go? And thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that I will do according to all that is written in it. And in your working place, are you saying the word of Lord day and night? As you are walking, are you meditating? As you are sleeping, as you wake up small to where we are you going to? It's what we are supposed to do every time, every minute, every second. Hallelujah. It's not when you enter one specific room only that you worship. As you are walking, you are worshiping. As you are sitting, you are worshiping. As you are doing your washing plates, you are washing everything you are doing. And then we will not have the problem of, oh, today, oh, I did not talk to God. Even in your conversations, there's a way you'll be talking. You say, God has to be involved in this conversation. Oh, and you talk and involve him. Hallelujah. You know, in youth now, we used to say, involve me, oh. Anywhere where money, they involve me. God wants to be involved in every aspect of our life. Hallelujah. Now, we cannot talk about secret place without reading the word. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Please, can we see 17? No, 17. Yay. 2 Timothy, sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you, church. Let's go together. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Next. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good. Anytime that the Lord manifests, this is good. Is that not so? He cannot manifest this is good work if the man of God is not furnished. The only way he can furnish us is if we know his word. Jesus was speaking and he said, the spirit gives life, the flesh profited nothing. The spirit, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:12. Let's go together. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. For us to be able to do anything as children of God, we need to know the word of God. Reading the Bible is not optional for a child of God. I like bread very well, and I always love it when I remember that Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who eats me will never hunger or taste. Hallelujah. When the devil came to tempt Jesus, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of. So that means, how do we live? You have to read the word. Hallelujah. You need to know the word. Jesus said, I have come in the volume of the books it was written about me. Even when God came to this world, he studied the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh. Children, are we together? Can we tell us our last week memory verse? Acts chapter 1. I stand up and tell the church. So that let's show them that we are reading our Bible too. What? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Demonstrate. And the Holy Spirit. And to the ends of the earth. After we finish doing it as our bread and butter, how do we do it? We used to eat it literally, children's church. So, Bible is our food. Sit down. Thank you so much. Every day you eat. If you don't eat, what will happen? You will be hungry, and when you're hungry to the next day, what will happen? You will die. Hallelujah. Who wants to die here? If you want to manifest, you know what you are manifesting. Hallelujah. The next thing is prayer. We always say prayer, prayer, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Hope we know that. So, So another thing mommy said that stuck with me. She said, we are close because we talk. We don't talk because we are close. The only way you know the mind of God is if you stay with him. And the place where you can do that is called prayer. Communication is done when you have a sender, you have a receiver, and you have a medium. Abby, most times we pray, we don't listen to God to answer. We just tell him and go. But we are supposed to talk to him. He will talk to us. And the medium which we do that is called prayer. Can we read John chapter 15? Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. The person leading prayer quoted it. I say, wow, the Spirit is one. And the Bible, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, that Moses wished not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Who is the him there? Moses was talking to God for 40 days and 40 nights. When he came down, his face was shining. These were people that were talking to God before Jesus died for us. They did not have Holy Spirit. The manifestation of God was temporal. Everything written in the New Testament is anything written about these people was written when they had the manifest presence of God. If there was no manifest presence of God, it was not recorded in the Bible. Hallelujah. If our lives were to be written about, how many chapters will you have in the Bible? If they write Bible for the time of after Jesus, how many chapters will you have? As if some people will have one verse. Some people will not even have any verse. Hallelujah. We need to spend time with God to carry his presence. That's the summary of the whole thing. If there's a way you stay with somebody, that, now I can't have conversations without referencing mommy because I'm staying with her. So even the way she talks, I've noticed that I'm talking like that. If you want to show God to people or you want to leave God, hallelujah, where will you be? With God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh. The hallelujah is reducing as we are going. Are we tired? Or it's well, the Lord will help us. So we've talked about secret place, spending time with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the last thing and the most important thing, all is building up to this point, is that we should walk in total obedience. If you want to carry the presence of God, you have to be obedient. There is no obedience to God that did not come with a manifest of his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Anything, anytime God asks you to do something and you do it, there's always a manifestation of his presence. Now let's give examples. Elijah, before he gave the prophecy that there will not be rain for 3 years, we will know what he was doing by what he said. He said that Israel is too wicked, and because of he was jealous for the God to the extent that because of their wickedness, he said rain will not fall. And you will see that Elijah did not say this thing just like that. If you read Deuteronomy, God told the Israelites that if they disobey him, he will withhold rain. Hallelujah. Are we seeing that God and Elijah only did not, he was not the one that invented this prophecy. He obeyed what God said. Hallelujah. There's a story of Pastor Philip Olubakin, and he said that there was a day that God asked him to go to a hospital and to go and pray that everybody will be healed. He said, I'm not ready. God said, go. I think it was Christmas or New Year. He said, no, let him pray first. God, did I ask you to pray? Go and pray for him. Yeah, no, he prayed. After he finished his prayer and fasting and all the things that we used to do and think that is what makes us righteous, he went there. And they told him that, there are no sick people here. Oh. They said, what happened? They said, everybody was just healed that day. That's when he started crying. Now, everybody is healed. But he was not there to lead them to Christ. If he had obeyed, they would have seen complete manifest presence of God and they would have been translated into this kingdom. Hallelujah. So God always seeks that we obey. Can we read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to 10? I think one of the reasons why we find being obedient difficult is that maybe we fear the outcome. What if I go and it doesn't work? The shame. But if you heal somebody and they are healed, you will not be ashamed. Are you the one that did the healing? Or we don't trust God enough that he will always keep us. If the president asks me now to go to anybody in this chapel and say they should give me 10,000, I will go. And if they say no, they did not reject me, they rejected him. Is that not so? God always asks us to do anything in his. And if they don't, if they reject, they are not rejecting us, they are rejecting. Now, let's see Abraham, the father of obedience. he says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after King James, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after, can we have NIV, please? Mm-hmm. By faith, he made his home in the promise. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going next. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Next. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Next. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah himself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. 12. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Next, please. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. What I want us to see is that even though Abraham did not know where he was going, he knew that God had a good plan for him. The Bible says that he was looking forward to a city. A city is a place that is anyhow. In a state, they say if they say a city, that means it's the better happening town of the place. Hallelujah. Abraham knew that this God that is sending me, he will not take me to a year place, and he went. Can we see now we can only obey when we know God? And when we obey, we see manifestations. Praise the Lord. The next thing they said, Abraham gave the sacrifice of his son. I hope you know that Abraham, they say he did this because him too, his body was dead, and God resurrected him to give him that son. Later you will see, I think it's in NLT, it says that Abraham believed that even if he killed his son, God is able to resurrect him. That means before this time in the Bible, God had not resurrected anyone. No. But Abraham knew. Hallelujah. Can you see that when you know God, your obedience is different? Praise the Lord. Before God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, he had told him that he should send Ishmael away. Do you believe that if Abraham did not send Ishmael away, God would ask him to kill Isaac? God will not just ask us to do anything he has not prepared us for. Hallelujah. So in obedience, we manifest the presence of God. We can carry the presence of God by being obedient to him. We've been considering doers of the word. So everything we hear, we do it. And when it is done, God is manifest. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table. Surrounded by your glory, in your presence, that's where I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Before we pray, I want us to know that God is not living in tents anymore. He's living inside us. And anywhere we are, there should be a difference. Anywhere God is, there is a difference. And you are the presence of God. Hallelujah. We cannot be saints going around and we don't notice small things. They say Peter and John went to pray and they saw a lame man. Many people have been passing now. They say he used to stay in front of the temple. That means many people like me and you have been passing him. But these people had God and they say, sorry, we don't have money, but we can do something for you. Anywhere we are children of God, we can do something. Mommy used to say the problem of Nigeria is the church. if we cannot show the presence of God, nothing will change. In the time of Elisha, Elisha was controlling things from his house. Any plan, any evil, and he will address it. Somebody went to meet the king and they say, "Sir, he help us." So he say, "It's only God that can help us." God now is the church. Hallelujah. Every one of us, if we were Spider-Man, there's one famous saying, they say, with great power comes great responsibility. All of us have to know that there is something. We talked about witnesses, children. You have to witness God. In Ezekiel, he says that these people, if they die, I will hold you accountable. God has set all of us as watchmen that are mobile temples carrying his presence, that we should show forth the praises of him who brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. We have the consciousness now that is living in us. It's not for only you. Anything that has input always has output. We are in the presence of God, it will show outside. The way Moses was shining and everybody saw that this one is God's own, everybody should see and know, see us and say, "Kai, there's something here. I want to see this something. I want to have this something." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we bow down our heads and pray? Can we say, "Father, I want to carry your presence. Wherever I go, I shine forth your light. I am a burning and a shining light.